Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're reading from Proverbs chapters 20 and 21 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly submit ourselves unto you even right now, Lord God, giving you thanks and praise for allowing us another day's journey, for allowing us time to come into your presence, to give you glory, to give you praise, and to give you honor. For you are the true and the living God, the only living Savior. You are the great I am, the self-existent one. You are almighty God, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God. Oh, my God. You are the Lord of our salvation. And you are our keeper. You are our help. You are our strength. You are our provider. You, oh God, are our deliverer. Oh my God. We honor you this morning, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord. Oh my God, for your mercy and your grace, your unmerited favor. So, oh my God, when we were worthy of death, Lord God, you ensured that we could have life. Oh, Lord God, and we choose life this morning as we come before you, Lord God, lifting everything that we are before you into your presence, asking, oh God, that you purge us from every evil, every ancient evil that has come against our purpose, Lord God. Purge it out of us, purge it out of the atmosphere. Father, in the name of Jesus, dispatch a legion of angels throughout this place, Lord God, and in every home of the listeners. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord God. Anoint us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, for your mighty, your holy purpose, Lord God, and make us all that we ought to be. Oh, Lord God, in your name, in your will, Lord Jesus, open our minds and hearts that we might receive of your word on today as we read, Lord God, from this book of wisdom. Lord, impart wisdom into our hearts, into our minds, and in our souls, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to make sound decisions, decisions, Lord God, that will actually promote righteousness and truth. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. We bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. Oh, glory to God. Amen. We're reading from Proverbs chapters 20 and 21 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. And whoever is led astray by it is not wise. The wrath of a king is like the roaring of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger sins against his own life. It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start an argument. The lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? The righteous man walks in integrity. His children are blessed after him. A king who sits on the throne of judgment scatters all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Diverse weights and diverse measures, they are both alike an abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right. And the hearing ear and seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with bread. It is good for nothing, cries the buyer. But when he has gone his way, then he boasts. Excuse me, please. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take the garment of one who is surety for a stranger and hold it as a pledge when it is for a seductress. Bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. Plans are established by counsel. By wise counsel, wage war.
He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, for do not associate with one who flatters with his lips. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. An inheritance gained hastily at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Do not say, I will recompense evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you. Diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, and dishonest scales are not good. A man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? It is a snare for a man to devote rashly something as holy and afterward to reconsider his vow. A wise king sifts out the wicked and brings the threshing wheel over them. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and by loving kindness he upholds his throne. The glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their gray head. Blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. Getting treasures by a lying tongue is the fleeting fancy of those who seek death. The violence of the wicked will destroy them because they refuse to do justice. The way of a guilty man is perverse, but as for the pure, his work is right. Better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. When the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise. But when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous God wisely considers the house of the wicked, overthrowing the wicked for their wickedness. Whoever shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe behind the back strong wrath. It is a joy for the just to do justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. A man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. He who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the unfaithful for the upright. Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. There is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. He who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. A proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. The desire of a lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with wicked intent? A false witness shall perish, but the man who hears him will speak endlessly. A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his way. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapters 20 and 21 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We give God glory. We give him honor and we give him praise. I pray that you will continue, amen, to join me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.